The reason I titled the book No Rhyme or Reason is because it contains a wide variety of situations and themes. Some of the poems are rather depressing or sad. Other ones are hopeful, and there are a couple that are somewhat humorous. I wanted to end the book on a humorous note, and so I'll share with you the last poem in the book, Tomorrow's Another Day. Watching my life wasting away, I didn't want to live to see my final days. So I put my head in the oven and turned on the gas. I thought I would die like Sylvia Plath. But a roadblock arose that countermanded my will. The gas was turned off for not paying the bill. So I climbed a tall ladder to the top of the roof, brought 20 feet of rope, and fashioned a noose. Then I hurled myself off without making a sound. Forgetting to tie the other end, I smashed into the ground. I awoke in the hospital, strapped to my bed, with a marching band pounding inside my head. Then they brought me some pills and said, "Take some of these. They should make the pounding in your head cease." But they left the whole bottle, and I saw my next chance. So I stuffed the whole thing in the pocket of my pants. When I got home, I took the pills out and swallowed them whole, only to discover they were just a placebo. So I bought myself a gun and put the gun to my head. "Nothing can stop me now," I said. I closed my eyes, squeezed the trigger, but something ruined my plan. The one bullet in the chamber had inextricably jammed. So my last and only remaining recourse was to try to drown myself, of course. But my cement overshoes weren't dry and dissolved in the bay. Oh well, I give up. Tomorrow's another day.